Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, EA has been busy, I guess.
For June 5th, 2023, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in about 5 minutes. Thank you so much to Ascalia and Robbie Landis for stepping in for me last week. I had a really difficult work week, very long days, so it made my day a whole lot easier to know that my friends were stepping in for me hosting this show. So thank you very much. I appreciate it greatly. Coming up, surprising nobody, Hideo Kojima is confirmed not to be involved with the Snake Eater remake. And Activision Blizzard tried to run some numbers on their harassment allegations. Over the weekend, Electronic Arts started their first round of layoffs and announced plans for blockchain gaming. What a blockbuster weekend. Starting with the layoffs, EA has reportedly laid off two-thirds of Fire Monkey Studio, the studio behind the Real Racing series. Approximately 80 out of the 120 people at the studio are affected. EA will be shifting the Real Racing 3 and Need for Speed No Limit projects to other teams within the company, and the remaining 40 staff will be focusing on supporting The Sims Free Play live service. EA claims that many of the 80 affected found another position within EA. However, there is no confirmation on how many were retained in different studios. Now, in the same breath, EA also announced their partnership with Nike Virtual Studios, Nike's blockchain developer. EA detailed that they would be implementing Nike Virtual Studios NFT marketplace, Dot Swoosh. Oh, what a horrible name. In future EA sports titles, characterizing these NFTs as a, quote, unique new opportunity for self-expression and creativity through sports and style. Yet EA hasn't disclosed how these Dot Swoosh NFTs would be implemented. Though EA reassures fans, yeah, sure, that's what it is, that more information will be available in the coming months. Overall, both of these announcements are frustrating because it shows EA's blatant disregard for their workers, along with showing their ignorance of the gaming market by pursuing NFTs no one has wanted or asked for. And knowing EA, they will cram these NFTs down everyone's throats and somehow make investing into a digital receipt even worse. Last week, Konami confirmed what everyone had already kind of assumed, that Hideo Kojima and Kojima Productions are not involved in Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. Konami has contracted out the MGS3 remake to Virtuos, the studio behind Dark Souls Remastered. Though Kojima's absence isn't my biggest worry anymore, Konami also confirmed that they were reusing the original voice performances from Metal Gear Solid 3. By reusing the original performances, voice actors like David Hayter, who voiced Naked Snake, will not receive residual payments for this brand new game, meaning that some of the most prolific voice actors that brought some of our favorite characters to life only received a one-time, most likely SAG scale pay from 2003 payment for a game that's been re-released four times already. While I'm hyped for Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater, it's bittersweet watching yet again the gaming industry screw over these people who elevated these games with legendary performances. Following Bobby Kotick's puff piece last week, Activision Blizzard actually released their first transparency report, and it paints an entirely different picture to what Kotick claims. Over the course of 2022, 134 Activision Blizzard employees filed complaints. Of those 134, only 116 were investigated. ActiBliz claims that these cases weren't investigated due to the complainant leaving the company, or there was insufficient information to conduct the investigation. I'm using air quotes there. Of the 116 complaints, ActiBliz found that 27 of them had substantive information corroborating the complaint. Activision Blizzard only took corrective action on 36 of those substantive complaints, meaning that corrective action was only taken for a total of 9 complaints, one for chatroom discrimination, one for misgendering, and one for retaliation. There were 6 cases that involved physical assault, non-consensual touching, and unwanted sexual advances. Activision Blizzard's transparency report continues to detail, quote, historical data showing that from 2016 to 2021, that the company averaged around 16 complaints a year, with an average of 12 being determined to be substantiated. Though there was no information on actions taken during that 5-year period. Look, personally, I think Activision Blizzard is probably underreporting how many complaints they received during this period, considering that many former and current staff members have detailed how they were discriminated against or sexually harassed at Activision Blizzard following the Variety puff piece. So what this transparency report shows me is that Activision Blizzard is willfully underreporting these issues, which doesn't surprise me because this report was not conducted by an impartial third party, but Activision Blizzard themselves. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back tomorrow for even more video game news. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Twitter at Lloyd_RNG. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.